Tonight's Shir, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Se'if Ches and Se'if Tes. Se'if Ches. Im Hichnis Yod Devotor Kli Shamayim. He has a container of water, and he sticks his hands in. Shich Sheikh Yod Devem. He moves his hands around in there. Im Akli Mechubar LeKarka. If this container is attached to the ground, Lo Olsa Lo Netila. That doesn't work for Netila Zidane. Vim Einu Mechubar LeKarka. If it's not attached to the ground, Yesh Oimer, there are those who say, Sha'osa lo netila, that's good enough for netila sidayim. For Yesh Oimer, others say, Shlo osa, that's not good enough for netila sidayim. We have two Yesh Oimers. The Mechab is going with the second Yesh Oimer. So Yesh Oimer that it works, Yesh Oimer doesn't work. Ubashasa dechak, Yachalis mechal divi matirim. In case of need, you can rely on the first view. After you get a chance to wash properly, notable bracha, you'll wash without a bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkan and Aleph. Im hichnas yad v'chulu. He puts his hands into a container of water. Aktim kitzas. I'm going to give a little preface, k'deisha yuvan divi asif, to understand this paragraph of who. Dinei roiv ha'poiskim. Most opinions hold. Oisim litbo yad v'chli makom natila. You can't stick your hands into a container, into a barrel of water, instead of netila, b'shem the sphere because they hold to be eaten by netila koich gava. You need a koich gava. You need someone pouring the water. That the water comes on his hands through the power of a person pouring them. B'chanal, like we said before, usfaras mekilim b'zeh, the ones who are lenient, b'shem the sphere they hold. You don't need the koich of someone pouring the water. You need a kli. So dipping your hands in the kli is the same as pouring the water from the kli on your hands. That's this essential machlekes here. If the kli is mechubar lekarka, if the kli is attached to the ground, that doesn't work. Even those shittas who hold that putting your hands in the kli is a good netila. But if you attach the kli to the ground, it's worse. It looks like you're trying to do a tefillah like a mikveh. You can't be tovel in shuvin. This water's in a pail, in a bucket, in a barrel. That doesn't work. Bayim discusses the psul shuvin. Sifkan on gimel. So if it's not attached to the ground, Yeshom that it works. Yeshom also. For the beaten mayim elab kishir revius. You only need a revius of water. The kinetila mamish chashlu do. They hold this mamish like natila. The koich shoyfich sfiru the lo beinun. They hold you don't need someone to pour it, but natila zidayim for the mitzvah natila zidayim. Sifkan udal v'yeshom v'chul. The second sheet holds you do need a koich gava. V'afil yeshom abam soy. Could even have 40 soy and it still won't help. V'atam the reason is mishum the beinun koich shoyfich sheet on al yadayim dafka. You need the koich of someone pouring the water on the hands. V'chanal like we learned before. Not to mention, we compare it to the Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohen would wash his hands. The Kohen Alon, the possible litbol hayadayim betoch hakiyar. We hold that it's possible to put the hands in the kiyar. There's a kiyar that held the water. The Kohen can't put their hands in the kiyar. It doesn't work. In case of need, we could rely on the first sheet, the kagon. Let's say there is no kli. The klizo any yachatata, he just can't pick it up. It's in an iron cast pot, a chveis vos. He can't lift it up. He can't pour the water out of it. He can put his hands in it. So if that's what he has to do, that's what he has to do. Sifkad non vav yachalismach, we can rely on it. Vataz hei b'shem rashal d'chele gazeh. The Taz quotes a marshal who disagrees. Vedaito he holds. T'gam b'shas d'chak in lismach hazeh. Im b'shas d'chak, you cannot rely on this. To call a poskim chulkin as all the poskim disagree. V'chimash mehagorn is implied that way from the Vilna Gaon as well. V'nira, tafilim ishiyirtz alisim v'shas t'chak lohakel k'divei Shulchan Aruch would seem that one who wants to rely on the Shulchan Aruch, to rely on this shita b'shas t'chak that the Shulchan Aruch lets, v'kamokim lo yivarech alatil azu, one should not make a bracha on such a washing of the hands. U'matzasi shagam agraz v'chayodim eskim u'kein, and I found Shulchan Aruch harav v'chayodim agree to this, you say not to make the bracha. Od Kasper, they write further, the Yerchel Azayde Shiyuch Echad B'map, you should even wrap your hands in cloth. So we're going to dip our hands in the Kli, because maybe it works according to the Bahag that Shita, and then we're going to wrap our hands in material, because it might not work, according to most poskim. Sefkaran and Zayin notel below bracha. And if he gets water later on, he'll wash but without a bracha. The Shem alakim akil, because maybe the din is like the first view. Look for yotzei de masha shichichil de behem l'shem natil, and he's ready yotze by dipping his hands and moving them about in the kli of water. So Mele will not make a bracha the second time when he gets an opportunity to actually wash properly. Se'if tes, chovis sheyesh b'mayim. You have a barrel of water, and he wants to wash tefillin yadayim. Menicho al birkov, v'noitim al yadayim. He should put it on his knees, and then pour the water onto his hands. So this is better than the previous case when he couldn't even get it up on his knees. He couldn't get it up, he couldn't move it. So there, the only answer was to put your hands in the water. But here, he has the ability of putting it up on his lap and then tilting it on his hands. That's what he should do. But if he comes across a barrel, and this barrel is on an angle, resting there on an angle, and water is pouring out, or the barrel is standing upright, but there's water coming out of a hole. He puts his hands there. It doesn't work because there's no karech gava. Again, we're going with the view that you have to have karech gava. So that's not going to work for tefillas yadayim. And if you had the spigot perish, if this is something which seals up a hole in the barrel, spin the balaz, the neck, if you have a barza, the spigot in the hole, Vesira, and he remove it, the kibul hamayim ayadav, and the water goes on his hands. Chashav shapik kurkava, that is kurkava. If you can't tilt the barrel, but you can pull out the stopper or the spigot, and the water comes on your hands, that's kurkava. Vetzarech lahachzir lahasira b'chol shvicha shvicha, but you have to constantly put it back in and take it back out. It's open and close, every time, so that the water coming out is always considered from the person's active action. Not just that he starts it and then it follows by itself. He takes a chavis, puts it on his lap. Here he wants to wash both hands at the same time. There's no one to pour the water for him on his hands. So he puts it up on his lap and he tilts it. He washes from the barrel. He shakes the barrel with his knees. Each time for the water to go out. Everyone agrees this works. The water is being poured out onto his hands each time from the koich of a person. However, let's say he just tilted the barrel once. That would also work. We'll explain in the Mechaber later in Sifyut. Sifkatan samich muta ba'aretz. Now, if he came to this barrel and it was already leaning, a person didn't put it there. Maybe it rolled there. Because if a person leaned it like that on purpose, machsha mechabel kamei b'sifyut, the mechabel will allow it later in sifyut. The chashav korkav is also called korkava. So, however it is, the wind blew it and it's leaning and water is pouring out. Or there's water coming out of a hole, sifkon samachal, hanekav shebo, shenasa bishul barz. The hole is there to put in the spigot. V'nafal ha-barz, the spigot fell out, v'amayim yotzei me'atz, the water is flowing on by itself. So he puts his hands there to wash them, sifkon samach bay is low, also it does not work. That doesn't work for netilas yadayim. The tzor shivu al yadov mikoch eizen noisein, v'lo sheyevo'u me'alehen. The water has to come in his hands, through the power of a person who pours them on his hands, not that they come by themselves. If there was a stopper, there was a spigot, and then he removes the spigot and lets the water flow on his hands, that is korech gava. Because by his act of pulling away the stopper or the seal, the water came out. That's korech gava. But for every pour, you got to do it again. You got to put it back in, take it out, put it in, take it out. Perish, meaning to say, for every flow of the water, he has to return the spigot to stop it and then open it up again. Because the only koichoi is the initial flow of water. When he removes the stopper or the spigot and there's a rush of water, that first rush is his koich. Every subsequent flowing is not. So he's got to stop it up and open again. Therefore, he has to put it back and then take it back out. because shvicha shvicha for every pour on his hands. The kasvachrom the achronim write the hanoitel ayde kli shemesukim ayde barzel. If you have a vessel and it has attached to it a piece of metal, shakurin tarnagol, they call it a tarnagol, or mashakurin crown, we call it a crown, which is basically a valve that you turn and close, that we're familiar with our sinks. You turn it to open it and turn it the other way to close it. Tzarech lizgur v'lifter kampomo kol yad v'yad. If you want to wash your hands, you can, but you have to open and close for each hand. Because the flow of water, only the initial flow when you open the valve, is your kayach. Afterwards, it's not your kayach anymore. So you have to close it, open, close it. And again, this is for kli. This is when there's a kli that has the valve. If this was part of the plumbing of your house, many people will say it's not going to work because there is no kli to start with. There's no kli. But if you had a kli and the kli has the ability to open and close, so then for each flow, you have to do it. If I open it once, it's going to be a very fine flow of water, and it's not sufficient to wash his hands properly. So it's going to be opening, closing, repeated till he washes his hands properly, and that's perfectly acceptable because you're starting with a kli, and it's kach gavra by your opening and closing it.